It's DJ Mosco saying Sogalami. There's Saw Matrix also on that one and a few other various artists. I did promise you that I'm going to be having a chat with Dr. Tiza Khumalo for our Keeping the Arts Alive chat today. It's a Friday. We're doing all things nice and easy. And it's a very colorful studio here in the studio, I must say. And I can't wait to see how the picture that Dr. is constructing or putting together with my face. How that looks. I mean, there's a lot of other people already that Doctor has worked with. I feel so honored. Yeah, amazing stuff. So I do have Dr. Tiza at this very moment. I must say, Mina, I'm super interested and ready to rather hear Gonke Dr.'s Patelegona today and to find out a little bit more about his work. Doctor, good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate to be here.
I appreciate you honoring the invite. I remember the first time Ngubona at the high tea event.
Yeah, sure.
Where they were grilling us there.
Yeah, offer.
That really just kind of... I did see your paintings there on the day, and I was like, sure, we definitely need to invite Dr. over for keeping the arts alive, and I'm so happy that you honored the invite.
Fantastic.
So, and understanding your passion that you have from art and where it comes from, Uti, it tells a story, rather it reminds you of Ugogo, right, who was an artist herself, I believe.
Yeah, for sure.
More, with the woven mat, yeah, right? Can you tell us a little bit more about her influence on your personal journey?
Where do I start? So, listen, I'm honored, actually, that I grew up in that environment.
Yeah.
Because langkhulele khona ekhaya, a lot of people in the community were doing this art thing. So it was not really, you know, one of the serious things that you're an artist, you're different, this and that.
Yeah.
So ngikhulise ugogo owaye wenza uqhansi.
Okay.
Umseme. Angazi nobiza ngesilungu.
It's a woven mat.
Yeah, sure, sure. So I was raised by a very wonderful, powerful woman who taught me. So at early age, primary, that's when I was taught about your primary colors, secondary colors, because your monogram should normally make like a South African flag on that mat, the whole thing. So okay, it was really fascinating for me. How are you able to do all of that? You know, the color blending and the measurements, yeah, you know, obviously it includes mats in there, but she never went to school. So that for me was really fascinating. That's when the love for art really started. And I was, I took it from then and here I am now.
Do you remember the first canvas that you made?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Can you tell me about that?
Actually, I was in my lowest grade. They call it primary. So first canvas, I did something for my principal.
Uh-huh.
Actually, after I finished that painting, I remember it was the time for, remember primary school, we had from grade 1 to grade 5.
Yeah, yeah.
So from grade 6 to 12 was high school.
Okay.
At the times, it used to call form 1, form 2, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me that out. So I think I was doing grade 4 towards the end of the year. So
yeah,
they had to sketch. Normally these teachers will sketch the skeleton of, I think it's geography or something.
Yeah.
It was skeleton and a human being, how the baby looks like, this and that. So that's when my principal gave me that. After I did this canvas for him, he said, you know what, maybe you can do this one for these kids for the final paper and let's see how it works.
It comes up, yeah.
Yeah, I killed it. Lucky for me, he applied to a technical high school for me.
Yeah.
Free of charge, nothing, whatever. I had to go there and just study because he realized that I need to be in the art industry.
Yeah.
So it was a really, you know, long time ago.
Long time ago. And now, you know, very often we speak about being self-taught and the importance of you know, putting the talent. But the actual school comes in very handy too.
Yeah, sure.
Would you tell us about that technical school that you went to and how do you feel that played a role in the artist that you are now?
Ngathi mhlambe 80% of what I was doing there in technical high school. Well, everything is technical. There's no coloring, secondary colors, learning about art and this, what I'm doing now. But obviously it played like a huge role into making me realize that I mean, I was built for this, you know. Funny enough, I would even be able to correct my teachers that is wrong with me doing like that. So I was in trouble most of the time. But for me, it was the love for art, the love for color. Mm. But at that age, it wasn't something that I, considered as a, I don't know, career like it is now. It was just something that I felt I had this capability to be able to, just translate whatever I'm seeing and whatever I'm thinking about, I can put it on paper.
Yeah.
So slowly but surely, then it grew when I was going to my higher grades, when you get kids there telling you, hey, unsambo otiam.
Yeah.
That motivates you somehow.
To continue.
Sure. But I really loved art from a very young age.
And I believe that has brought you to a place where you ended up working Nabo Prof Bitigan Tuli, Dr. Esther Mahlangu, Kelly Khumalo. What was it like working with those people? I mean, they're big figures, and I probably presume that is very big and good for you too.
Yeah, they're really big, for me back then, because I moved to Johannesburg early on, to pursue this art thing. I think I was based in Commission and Van Brandis.
Yeah.
Still hustling, too many artists there. At that time, when I was still working with them, it wasn't really something, I don't want to say something big. It felt like I was just doing my work, but being recognized by them, it was really one of the beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I remember I met Bitigan Tuli when I was offered, I don't know, you call it a tender, at Steve Chetty Municipality.
In Middleburg.
Yeah, Middleburg, because I'm from that side. So they were like, Doc, come over. We have this wonderful work that we want you to do. So basically, they called the whole library by Bitigan Tuli. Right? So there was another painting. This they wanted to remove and unveil that
something else, yeah,
that library actually, okay, and that painting. So I was one of the artists that was picked for that particular job. Bitigan Tuli, I knew later that he's the one who's gonna come and unveil the painting.
Amazing.
That's where I met him. He was super impressed about my work, and I mean, the relationship started then. And then I visited his studio and he mentored me, and I mean, we pushed.
I mean, that brought us to where you are now and the upcoming event, right? Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about the exhibition?
Interesting. No, I kept bringing. I think Bombela should be really excited. For the art enthusiast, this is one event you should attend. I have an exhibition on the 26th of this month, October.
Yeah.
It's at Pagama Ngwenya Estate, right? So yeah, it's going to be happening, man. I'm bringing literally everything that says doctor.
Yeah,
I'm bringing all types of art, types of mediums, types of sizes, beautiful curating. It's really, really happening. So I'll be filling the whole of that gallery with my work. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it too, man. And I think I definitely will be there. Maybe Nile Canvas, yeah, I mean, in Abalaba, maybe when I turn on 25 rand.
Something a 2 meter, yeah.
Okay, 2 meter. That would be amazing. And I can't wait to see what you did there in store for us. But to just give parting shots, I mean, there's a lot of other young people who you probably inspire who look forward to be where you are now.
Sure.
And yeah, please drop them a message, drop them parting shots, and then also. So as we wrap up, also share your contact details where people can follow your work.
Yeah, sure. Listen, what I could say for the upcoming artist, work hard on yourself than you do on your craft.
Mm.
Like you really, really, really need to. If as an artist, it's really hard to depend on people's support.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, there were a lot of times when, I mean, people that I thought should believe in my work, they were like, brother, listen, just leave this thing and go study and go do something else.
This is
really not for you. You understand? So I think you owe yourself so much support to your work.
You do.
Even if other people don't really believe in what you're doing. But if you know that you're called for this and this is really what you love, forget about the money part of it. Just work on the craft and work on yourself. Money will find you there.
My name will find you there.
My name will find you there.
Yeah. And your contact details, your socials?
Yeah, socials on Instagram is Dr. Diza Khumalo. One word, doctor, it's D-O-C-T-O-R, Diza, it's T-I-Z-A.
Yeah.
Khumalo, one word, no capital letter, no space. And then on Facebook, it's Diza Khumalo, T-I-Z-A space Khumalo. Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it. Yeah. Thank you so
really
very much.
I can't really share my contact details. They'll be texting me there, you know.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Thank you so very much for joining us today. And all the best with the exhibition.
Appreciate it.
And your all the best with your career, man. I think we need to share that as artists with each other, that we really need as much support as we, you know, exert out there.
For sure. Yeah. Especially in terms of, just to say one thing, we need a lot of support as artists.
Yeah.
A fine artist. You know, I'm from Mpumalanga myself. You know, this thing of when you support the art industry, it has to be music and acting and stuff.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
the fine
yeah.
art is more like left behind. Not really left behind, but I think we need to get more people who have influence and enough funds to put into this thing. I mean, we'd also like to have our own art fair, you know,
Mpumalanga
Art Fair, one of the biggest art fairs. It's just paintings there, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So those are the important things, brother, that we need.
Look at. Yeah. There we had it, Dr. Diza Khumalo, man. Oh, I can't wait. Let me quickly rush and go see that painting.